Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Christopher Boyle, human rights activist, a barrister and educator, he was among the first in the academic law community to engage in human rights activism. Joining me now is Mike Chinoy, the former CNN Senior Asia correspondent, currently Hong Kong-based as a non-resident senior fellow at the University of Southern California's U.S.-China Institute. And Mike has a new book out called Are You With Me? Kevin Boyle and the Rise of the Human Rights Movement. Mike, thanks for joining us. And talk to us about Kevin Boyle. What was the attraction to write a major book on his life and his work?
Kevin Boyle is one of these interesting figures who is hugely important in well beyond Ireland, but internationally. But about whom most people don't know anything and have never heard of. He's somebody that I got to know. I used to, in my journalistic days way back when, I covered the troubles in Northern Ireland in the 1970s, the conflict between the Protestants and the Catholics in that northeastern corner of Ireland, which had sparked a civil rights movement by the minority Catholic population who felt oppressed by the majority Protestant government, and then that descended into decades of terrible violence with the Irish Republican Army carrying out a campaign of bombing and shooting to drive the British from Northern Ireland. It's probably ancient history for most listeners, even though a lot of the issues are still there. So I got to know this fellow, Kevin Boyle, during my time as a journalist in Belfast covering the Troubles. And after he died, all his papers were given to an archive at the University of Galway in the Irish Republican, because I knew him. I was scrolling through it. And what it turned out is that I was unaware of how important this guy was, not only in the Irish context, but more broadly internationally in terms of the development of international legal protections for human rights. He was somebody who ended up being involved in a great many sort of pivotal issues that still resonate today about rights for women and minorities and gays and freedom of the press and how do governments deal with terrorism without infringing on human rights, the whole host of issues. So I plunged in and spent the last 4 years researching and writing this book called Are You With Me, Kevin Boyle and the Rise of the Human Rights Movement. As I said, what became clear is this is a very important figure about whom most people know nothing.
Mike, we have a clip from Kevin Boyle. Of course, Kevin's passed away about 10 years ago, but we have a sound clip from an interview that he did a number of years back. Let's listen into that right now.
At the heart of it is this sense that every individual is entitled to equality of esteem, to recognition of basic human dignity, to basic entitlements, and that a political system should be judged on the extent to which it satisfies the human needs, as it were, of individuals in terms of these human rights. And my life has been involved within Northern Ireland and the Republic, and now on a much larger plane, on that simple assumption that each human being, whatever their set of beliefs, is entitled by virtue of being a human being to basic human rights.
And we're speaking with Mike Chinoy, who has just written a book on Kevin Boyle, the activist and human rights activist, I should say. And Mike, why is it that we haven't heard of Kevin Boyle, many of us who are not in that human rights or activism world? Why was he seemingly kind of under the radar for many of us and yet such a prominent player within that world and very effective in that world?
But that's one of the sort of interesting issues that I tried to deal with in researching and writing Are You With Me? Because he was, as it emerged in my research, a hugely important figure. I think there are a couple of reasons. One is a lot of the things that he did didn't take place in the glare of public view. He was involved in court cases. He was involved in sort of private negotiations, for example, to try and deal with the violence in Northern Ireland, in diplomatic issues. And the second part is that he was a very sort of modest, self-effacing guy. He wasn't interested in promoting himself or claiming credit. So he was very comfortable going below the radar. But what I discovered, just as a couple of very interesting examples, he was really a central figure in creating the intellectual underpinning for the peace agreements which ended the violence in Northern Ireland, which is something that I didn't know. Another interesting episode, you may remember in 1989, when Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa, a death sentence against the Indian-born British writer Salman Rushdie for a novel that the Ayatollah Khomeini didn't like. And that was a kind of pivotal moment in terms of the emerging conflict between Islamic extremism and sort of liberal Western values. And Rushdie's translator in Japan was killed. His editor in Italy was killed. There were bombs in bookstores. It was a tremendously tense time. And at great personal risk, Boyle took on the role of organizing and leading the international campaign to defend Salman Rushdie. And again, I knew about the campaign. There was a famous letter signed by many writers who'd won the Nobel Prize in Literature and others calling to defend freedom of expression and to support Rushdie. What I didn't know was that it was Boyle who drafted the letter, Boyle who got the signatures, and at a time when Rushdie's collaborators elsewhere were literally being killed or physically attacked, he was the public face. So over and over, I found these episodes where he was in the center of really important kind of events that changed the world.
The book is Are You With Me? Kevin Boyle and the Rise of the Human Rights Movement. The author, Mike Chinoy, a former CNN senior Asia correspondent. Mike, as you look forward to the life's work of Kevin Boyle and his legacy, you've just mentioned several very important moments in history where he was a major player, albeit behind the scenes. But as we look at policy, perhaps across human rights organizations or governments, did he play a role in a major way in those organizations and the way that they view human rights in this day and age?
Well, Boyle's great belief that underpinned everything he did was really the values that are in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was adopted by many governments around the world after World War II to try and prevent horrors of the Second World War from taking place again. So he was a great believer in international law and in using the law to defend and expand human rights and to try. And so part of his legacy is that, for example, he ended up working as a senior advisor to the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights when that post was held by the former Irish President Mary Robinson during the period of September 11th terror attacks. And so he was centrally involved in debates about how can one combat the threat of terrorism without trampling over human rights? How do you use the law to ensure that governments and societies can protect themselves without targeting people unfairly on the basis of religion or ethnicity? So he was sort of central player, and those are issues that are still there today. Another very interesting issue, he was the founding director of a freedom of expression NGO called Article 19, which aimed to do for freedom of expression what Amnesty International does for prisoners of conscience. And one of the things he wrote at the time is that freedom of information is not a luxury, but can literally be a matter of life and death. And he wrote that in the context of the emergence of the HIV/AIDS epidemic and the way many governments around the world didn't want to address it. But if you look at the way governments in different parts of the world have responded to the COVID outbreak by hiding information or not being transparent, and no need to name names because there are any number of governments around the world where we saw this, you can see that those kinds of concerns that this man was articulating 20, 30 years ago remain absolutely valid today. And so they're still on the agenda, and there's a lot, apart from this guy's life story being like a movie script with one drama after another, there are a lot of important issues in the way he looked at them that are still central to the international agenda today that we're all going to have to grapple with, and there are lessons that can be learned from how he approached it.
We're talking with Mike Chinoy, who is the author of Are You With Me?, about Kevin Boyle, the human rights activist, barrister, educator. And Mike, you know, you spent years researching and writing this book. You've traveled back and forth to Ireland many times to get the information. You know, now that you have seen what his life's work was and the impact that he had, is it, and I'll use this word advisedly, is it depressing to you to see the state that the world is in today? Because many of the things that he fought for and wrote about and came up with are seemingly ignored, as you just pointed out in the case of COVID-19 as one example.
You're absolutely right that the world is a pretty grim place these days, and one of the grimmest elements of it is the degree to which protections for human rights that have been enshrined in law or in international treaties and conventions in many parts of the world are being rolled back. You can look at Turkey, you can look at parts of Eastern Europe, you can look at China, you can look at the states under Donald Trump. But I think one of the things that's interesting and inspiring about the life of Kevin Boyle is this is a man who recognized that you can never take human rights and freedoms for granted, that you always have to fight for them, that it's an ongoing battle, that there are going to be setbacks, and that all you can do is to not lose heart, to roll up your sleeves and keep working and to not lose one's nerve or get discouraged. So I often think what he would make of what's going on today, and I think he would find it very troubling, and then I think he would say, okay, it's time to get back to work. There are international laws and covenants and commitments that governments around the world have made, and people need to press governments to live up to those commitments and make human rights a central feature of the way societies work.
Chinoy, thank you for doing the research and writing the book. Are You With Me? Kevin Boyle and the Rise of Human Rights, the Human Rights Movement, bringing him back to life for us in a certain way.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.